BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Zelensky says Ukraine is facing one of the most difficult moments in its history. In an emergency address, he vowed to work to make sure any plans to end the war with Russia take account of Ukraine's interests. A draft US peace plan reflects many of Moscow's demands. Vitaly Shevchenko from BBC Monitoring says President Zelensky faces an unpleasant choice.
What he said reflects the impossible position that he is in. On the one hand, he suggested that accepting this plan presented by the Americans would amount to Ukraine, and I quote, losing its dignity. On the other hand, he said the alternatives are no less unappealing, including losing America as key partner, than facing Russia's continued onslaught through a winter that Zelensky described as the most difficult yet. So to cope with all that, Zelensky needs support from Europeans.
Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk has accused Russia of committing acts of state terrorism. He said Moscow blew up a section of a railway line in Poland last week. Adam Easton reports.
Donald Tusk said Russia had crossed a line by planning to derail a train that could have caused multiple fatalities. He accused the Kremlin of state terrorism and called for a united response from all political parties. The government has urged the right-wing opposition to understand that the main threat to Poland today is Moscow, not Brussels. The Prime Minister proposed five simple rules, including stop questioning Poland's place in the European Union and always side with Ukraine against Russia.
A British former member of the European Parliament, Nathan Gill, has been sentenced to more than 10 years in jail for taking bribes as part of a pro-Russian campaign. Police found messages he'd exchanged with a pro-Kremlin Ukrainian politician when they seized his phone. Here's Joe Pike.
Nathan Gill said nothing when questioned by reporters as he arrived at court. The 52-year-old had previously pleaded guilty to 8 counts of bribery. Police say that when he was a member of the European Parliament, Gill received at least £40,000 in cash from an alleged pawn of the Russian security service. And in return, he gave TV interviews in favour of a key Putin ally, hosted that ally at a parliamentary meeting in Strasbourg, and made speeches in the European Parliament. Nathan Gill was part of UKIP, the Brexit Party, and Reform UK.
Nigerian officials say gunmen have abducted students and staff from a Catholic boarding school in Niger State. Residents say almost 100 pupils and staff may have been taken. It's the third mass abduction in Nigeria in less than a week. BBC News. The UN peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo says Islamic State-linked rebels have killed at least 89 civilians in multiple attacks in the eastern part of the country. It said the attacks were carried out by fighters from the Allied Democratic Forces in several localities of North Kivu province in the week leading up to Wednesday. The UN climate summit in Brazil is heading for a showdown over a draft text proposed by the hosts that failed to refer to the phasing out of fossil fuels. A group of more than 30 nations have told Brazil they can't accept a deal that doesn't commit to a plan to transition away from oil, gas and coal. More from our climate and science reporter Esme Stallard.
There are questions being raised about the whole COP process in general, about whether it is still effective. It's been going, obviously, for a few decades now, and we have seen it have some impact in terms of policy. We've seen temperatures, global temperature rise predictions come down from 4 degrees to 2.5. But with the movement of the US going back towards trying to expand fossil fuels and some other countries as well, there are questions whether the diplomatic space is still the area to do this or whether it should be left for businesses to proceed with renewable energy.
The Nigerian Drug Enforcement Agency says it's arrested 20 Filipino sailors who are suspected of ferrying at least 20 kilos of cocaine from Brazil to Lagos's main port. The agency said it intercepted the shipment of top-grade cocaine over the weekend on board a Panamanian-registered vessel. Scientists say they've discovered the reason why there were tens of thousands of small earthquakes near the Greek island of Santorini earlier this year. A new study has found that the swarm of tremors was caused by molten rock being pumped through an underground channel for 3 months. Tourists fled from Santorini after the seismic activity began in January. BBC News.